feel any bitterness. I forgive my husband. And I want the world to pray for him.
What I am confident in is the justice system. And my responsibility, Tom, was to forgive him for whatever he did and allow the justice system to do what they do.
It's about my destiny.
That's right. That's right.
I'm not crying just because I've lost or I was kicked or I was choked. It's more to it than that for me, because I know that scars heal. But I lost somebody that I love very much. I know many people go through and they say, I loved him. No, I love him. My love for Bishop Weeks, I don't think will ever die. I said this to someone yesterday. My love for him, separating what I have experienced in that parking lot. I have enough love. It's so much till I think I can marry him twice. But this one is over. The first time that we had a physical altercation, it's never been to this degree. Never, you know. Shoving, you know, he's never physically drew a fist back and hit me, you know, but it's been pushing and shoving.
Like I said to many others, when you look at abuse, a lot of things that you go through because of the kind of culture that you've been raised in and around, you don't look at it as being the beginning stages of abuse. We don't call it abuse until it's a parking lot situation. But it's abuse when you yelled at and screamed at him. But it's abuse when you yelled at and screamed at him. But it's abuse when you yelled at and screamed at him. But it's abuse.
But it's abuse.
But it's abuse. But it's abuse. But it's abuse when you yelled at and screamed at him. But it's abuse when you yelled at and screamed at him. But it's abuse when you yelled at and screamed at him.
Bynum says she's now on a new mission to become an international advocate for domestic violence. She even plans to draw up federal legislation to toughen the punishment for domestic violence. She'll begin her crusade this weekend at a campaign party for Senator Barack Obama, held in the California home of talk show queen Oprah Winfrey.
I'm hoping that I can spend just 2 seconds, you know, if I can't really conversate with him the way I would like to, just seeing my face and knowing that this has been an issue that has been raised involving me, that he would be reminded during his political campaign to keep in mind that this is an epidemic that needs to stop. To say something negative about my husband, I won't. I won't. Nobody can give me enough money.
Nobody can give me enough money.
because as long as he's my husband, I won't break the covenant. I won't break the covenant.
I won't break the covenant.
Thank you.
This isn't a religious issue. This is a social issue. This isn't a religious issue. This is a social issue.
This isn't a religious issue. This is a social issue. Social issue. Social issue.
Domestic violence has a face and a name, and it is Juanita Bynum. I'm coming to you today because I have an emergency, and that that emergency is definitely connected to you. Now I'm asking you as my partners, the fee and the charge, the rest of the expenses for it, is approximately $200,000, and I'm asking for an emergency seed to help me build this threshing floor. Any seed that you give, $300, $500, $1,000, believe that this is our season for us to become covenant connected partners, and not just partners in prayer, but you're getting ready to have an opportunity to help me to build a place many of you know. I don't wear what God has done for me. I don't consider myself, you know, as some big popular person.
And what do you say to, because you know you have your critics, mm-hmm. those people
Absolutely.
In the spotlight like that who say that this is nothing more than you seeking to get recognition and publicity and such. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think that that's really ludicrous because the popularity that God had favored me with was already there. I didn't need not another person to really know who I am.
Many of you know, I don't wear what God has done for me. I don't consider myself, you know, as some big popular person.
The popularity that God had favored me with was already there.
I don't consider myself, you know, as some big popular person.
The popularity that God had favored me with was already there. I didn't need not another person to really know who I am.